You're listening to an Apple Viz podcast. Hello there. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. On my ongoing continuous mini-series on the AirTag, this is AirTag, how to replace the battery and check your battery life. Thankfully, Apple has given us the option to replace a battery very easy. And typically at some point on the AirTag lifespan, it's going to deplete. On average, this is about a year, depends on the usage. And the best part, you don't need any special tools or anything. You don't need to send it back to Apple. This is all can be done at your home with not much effort. Two wonderful things about this. The first thing to note is that when do I know it is time to replace the battery? Well, you have the option to check the battery life, or it will play or notify you with a notification that the battery is getting low on your AirTag item. It'll tell you which item it is, and that way you know which one you need to replace. Now, unfortunately, it's not very accessible at this time, but I will cover it just in case they do fix this in the near future. To check the battery life on yourself instead of waiting for the notification, you simply open up the Find My app, go to the third tab at the bottom, which is your item, double tap that, find the item that you want to check the battery life. So in my case, I have Thomas's backpack. So if I double tap Thomas's backpack, you swipe to the right until you get to something called the Now button. This is where it's supposed to show my battery level. If you have some vision or low vision, you'll be able to see the battery level at this point. However, for those voiceovers that are blind, like myself, we're not able to see that, and hopefully that will be resolved soon. Now, to replace the battery, as I mentioned before, it is a very simple process. First thing to know is the battery itself is a very common battery you can purchase at your brick and mortar store. If you wanted to buy it from the Amazon, we're looking for a battery called CR2032. When I looked this morning on for Amazon, I was surprised to find that you can find it as low as $1 a piece. Just knowing that it's just $1 a piece, it's just a no-brainer. I love this. And so for only being $1, I'll just go ahead and purchase that. Once you get the battery in hand, we're ready to replace the battery. Now let's take the AirTag. Let's just look at the top view. So if you're looking down towards the AirTag, you feel the glossy top side, which is white. And on the bottom is your stainless steel. So let's turn it upside down so we have the stainless steel towards you. Now, Apple has a way of doing it, and I have a way of doing it. I like my approach, so I'm going to show you both ways. So Apple wants you to take your thumb, place it in the center of that stainless steel, push down, and turn counterclockwise. So lefty-loosey, and you can twist it. Now, what I find is much easier for me, so I can get a better grip on my AirTag, is that I use both of my thumbs for this process. So essentially, I take my left thumb on the left side of the AirTag stainless steel item, and then place my right thumb and put it on the right side of the stainless steel circle. And now we're ready to do counterclockwise and twist lefty-loosey until you get to the point where it doesn't turn anymore. It'll hit a notch and it won't turn anymore. It's not very much to turn, but you'll notice that it will stop. Once it stops, go ahead and let go of the stainless steel cover. It'll pop up. Take that stainless steel cover off, and you'll notice the battery is placed right there on the bigger portion. So the top side is where it's at, not on the stainless steel side. So you take the battery out. It's very simple to remove. There's no clips or spring or anything to worry about. Take the old battery out and get your new battery in. And what to do, the positive side goes innered. So it's going to go inside to that top cover. And just think of the negative side. The bottom of the battery goes towards the stainless steel. So put that in there. The beautiful part about this, and Apple have got this well thought out, as soon as you put the new battery in there, you should hear a chirp. A chirp just means that the battery is seated. Beautiful. I love that. So I'm now going to take the stainless steel cover, put it on top of it, and do our maneuver backwards. So in other words, I put my left thumb on there, my right thumb on there, and I'll turn it clockwise, righty-tighty, until it stops. And then it's snug and sealed away. Simple as that. voila, AirTags, how to change your battery and check your battery life. My name is Thomas Dunva, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.